Funerals and memorials are being held today in Raleigh County, West Virginia, as the community mourns the loss of 29 coal miners in Monday's explosion. This is the worst U.S. coal mining accident in 40 years. The bodies of four missing miners officials hoped had survived have now been located. Victims' bodies are being recovered, and an investigation is underway. NPR's Allison Keyes is in Raleigh County, West Virginia. Allison, what have you been seeing today?
Actually, today there have been a couple of funerals for a few of the miners that passed in the explosion. Right now, in fact, we're down the street from the service for 41-year-old Robert Eugene Clark. The police and funeral home wouldn't let NPR into the memorial. The family has asked for total privacy, but in the obituary, they described him as a man who never met a stranger. This has been very upsetting for the families and the community here. People's hopes were raised and dashed while they were looking for the last four miners. And it's been horrific and very visceral for people once it was clear that the miners hadn't survived. Last night we went to a visitation for Jason Matthew Atkins. He was just 25 years old. Again, NPR was asked to leave. But before we did, we spoke to a fellow miner, Bill Harper, who talked about how this explosion has devastated the people here.
Just a sad thing, you know, to lose somebody like that. I mean, I talked to his parents a couple nights ago. They're pretty hurt. I mean, they're pretty upset about the whole situation, not just for him, but for everyone that was in there.
What is the mood in the community now that everybody knows that all 29 miners are dead?
There had been a lot of hope here up until yesterday, or early this morning, I should say, when it was discovered that the miners hadn't survived. Almost every business you pass by, Rite Aid drugstores, have signs urging prayers for the miners and their families. Even the IHOP restaurant has gunmetal gray ribbons up at the booths there. And there's a group of women in a nearby town that's been distributing yellow miners' caps with gray ribbons. There's a minister we spoke to, Joe Stewart, who's been spending some time with the families of the miners while they were awaiting news of the four that had been missing. And he says, as upset as everybody is, as deeply as this has affected everybody, this community is going to bounce back.
I think that West Virginians are a resilient people. Recover, yes. Will life go back to the way that it was before? I'm not sure.
Allison, what can you tell us about the status of the investigation?
Well, West Virginia Governor Joe Manchin and federal mining safety officials said last night an investigation has already begun. They've got to wait until they finish recovering the bodies, but they are going to do everything they can to thoroughly figure out what caused this, why some of the safety measures that should have shut down the mine before the explosion didn't work, whether the ventilation system was working, but it could take up to a year. Also, President Obama issued a statement today saying that you can't bring back the dead from this explosion, but there will be a thorough probe into this tragedy. Accountability will be demanded, and they will find out what happened so that they can try and keep it from happening again.
That's NPR's Allison Keyes in Raleigh County, West Virginia. Allison, thank you.
You're welcome.